Hello and welcome back to our cherished podcast, Can We Talk with Jewel, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. Guys, I missed you. It's been like 2 weeks. I haven't wished you guys a happy Thanksgiving, so I hope you guys had a very nice time with your loved ones. I know I did. I don't necessarily celebrate the day, but I do cherish the time off with my family, because it's very rare that we all are on the same schedule. Those of you who have children understand that, you know, they just tend to get more vacation time than we do. when we do have mutual time together, it's always something special, and I always learn something new from spending time with them. So this particular holiday was extra special. We all just, you know, kind of road trip, and so much memories, love, that happened this particular Thanksgiving, where I am exceptionally grateful. So happy Thanksgiving to you all. I hope you had a great one. And you know, we're thrilled to have you guys back joining us today as we delve into topics that uplift our communities and nurture our spiritual growth. Your ongoing support, as always, and donations are invaluable, and I encourage you to continue to contribute to this mission of love and light. We encourage you to donate to FundraisingCup.org Ministries in order to continue supporting those in need internationally. So, today's topic is the dark side of wealth and love being the new currency. So, this particular topic was a long time coming. I actually had it on the radar, and I wanted to make sure I didn't drop it until December, because we're at the cusp of 2025. And those of you who recall, just before 2024, I dropped, in this new podcast, I had dropped the message that this year was going to be the year of lifting the veil, of the truth coming out. And we've seen that. And the message here, we're going to see a shift now in 2025 in the new currency being of love and light. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. But today's reading is taken from three different Psalms, Psalm 21, Psalm 22, and Psalm 11. So I'm going to start with Psalm 21. Which is, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both from now and forevermore. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And finally, Psalm 11. In the Lord put my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. These scriptures, guys, really inspired today's message. For those of you who truly experience and understand God's divine intervention and protection, these particular scriptures are like a go-to to just reference when you can't find the words to explain how you survived or made it through the valley of death. What stood out to me was this particular verse, where should my help come from? For me, I look back at my particular resilience, right, guys? And where I literally had to pick myself up from the bootstraps out of corrupt situations and literally relocate while waiting on the law to take action. I mean, having faith and trusting God whenever he said move, I would just go. And knowing that others wouldn't understand, but trusting him anyway. And knowing that his wisdom and understanding is beyond even those within my network, right, that know me. And some of that we're going to touch on in the healing series with Ms. Lubin, which is coming up. I know you guys are looking forward to that, but we're gonna touch on that very, very soon. But today, I really want to focus on the dark side of wealth, guys. I want to talk about career criminals. And they're in every sector, which kind of, I want to say kind of surprised me a little bit. Because you guys know by now my background in anti-money laundering. And, you know, I could tell you even in my field, I would question and vet out some individuals that have access to research people's personal information. But that's a story for another day, right? I'm talking about false and corrupt law officials, right? Judges, security guards, law enforcement, maintenance and hotel workers, false insurance agents, racist individuals that are put in powerful positions to block, people from moving forward. And entire communities for that matter, right? That are part of various, religious occults. This is the dark side of wealth where people are taking handouts and getting payments, whether it be through peer-to-peer transactions or cash, right, to partake in criminal activities. With the upcoming shift, with love being the new currency in this new world that we're entering into, the days of throwing a rock and hiding from these individuals would be a thing of the past. And thank God, right? Thank God. Because it's been going on for so long, where people are turning a blind eye to it out of fear, out of the need to be accepted, out of the need to be promoted in these groups. It's just been going on too long. And we have to praise God that this chapter is coming to a close. And there's going to be some accountability. Finally, right? Those that operated from this space of hatred and just low frequencies will no longer be able to delay our progress anymore. They will have to pay the price for the souls that they sold out. And those false narratives that they put out on people, ruining people's reputations, rooted in jealousy and greed and envy, and all those two-faced setups. You know, last time I think I dropped a bomb on you regarding my own three stooges. You know, that'll smile in your face and set you up behind your back. The collaborations, abuse of power, corruption, theft, mail theft, illegal investigations, doppelgangers, people that literally are out here stealing identities and wanting to be you. Stalking you, hacking your devices, food poisonings, poisoning your drinks, home and privacy invasions, sex, human, and organ trafficking. I mean, the list goes on and on with destiny swaps, harassment, black market videos. I mean, this whole underground trash, low vibe, low frequency era is really wrapping up. And I can't express to you guys how thrilled I am that it is. Because I'm sick of it. I'm truly sick of it. Time is up. Spiritual court has been in session. And the days of waging this unnatural spiritual warfare on innocent victims is over. Those that have no spiritual connection to the divine are probably clueless even as to what I'm talking about. What's been really happening behind the scenes, right under their nose. But it's okay. Because those that know, know. And we made it. We conquered. We survived. With only the help of the Most High, and a few of our fellow divinely guided individuals. All praise to the Most High God. What a day. You know, sometimes I sit to myself and I kind of reflect on these low-vibing individuals that operate in this space, and I wonder, are they not entertained? After all of this plotting, manipulating, false testimonies, occult practices, and just now reflecting on our Father's divine timing at play, were you all not entertained? All of the kikiing and, you know, just being on demon time. For no darn reason other than weak egos and the need to feel accepted. Oh, the Most High God sat back and watched you all take these handouts, conduct illegal experiments, frame innocent people. And as you kikied, our Father ha-had. Because he had the last word. And the funny thing is, through all of that chaos, many of us were just launched, right, into our calling, into our purpose, unknowingly. I'm truly lost for words because the way our Father ordained all of this to play out, we couldn't have planned it any better. What the enemy tried to stop, he fast-forwarded. And just imagine an entire squad of individuals hell-bent on stopping you, only to find out that everything they've done only propelled you further into your purpose. But nevertheless, it was always written to happen. They played their position in our Father's story. And now they just get to sit back and watch and verify that even though they knew how the story would end and tried everything they could to alter and intervene, it's still playing out just as our Father stated. He is the Most High God. And you guys already know in typical snitch fashion, right, as this is falling apart for these low-vibing individuals, we're already going to start seeing them point fingers and falling by the wayside one by one. But one of the toughest lessons that many of us had to learn through all of this, as loving beings, as loving people that don't thrive in or take pleasure in watching others fall and that kind of energy, one of the hardest things we had to learn was to step to the side and allow our Father to pass judgment, one, and two, allow them to take accountability for their hateful hearts and actions against humanity. We are not to intervene. You know, when we were very primal or very early in our spiritual journey, I know many of us always wanted to help save someone, like save a wounded bird, and would intervene on someone's karma, not even fully knowing the history of how they landed in the situation. And the sad thing is, they wouldn't learn their lesson when we did that. And this is why it's so important now that we've reached this mature age in our spirituality to learn when to walk away and let them sit in that accountability. They are of their Father. And when I say that, I mean whatever contracts they've taken, whatever blood oaths they've committed to hurt and to torture that brought them this immense pleasure covertly, this is of their Father. We can never forget that. So we must now step to the side as they receive judgment, while we, on the contrary, rise to this new frequency. We are bringing love into harmony with others on our very same frequency. And it is such a beautiful time, a time to embrace like-minded individuals. Hate it or love it, the underdogs are on top. Shout out to 50 and the game. I'm just so excited, you know, as our spiritual gifts are coming in, spiritually, physically, real stars, not these artificial ones that are trying to siphon gifts and energy from other people. I'm talking about real, genuine stars that are gifted by God are aligning. And it's just such a great time to be alive, guys. And call it like you see it. You know what I mean? Literally and spiritually. Our gifts are expanding, and it feels so darn good to know that our Father wants us to be the very best at what we do, what we've been gifted to do. And to help fellow stars shine in their full capacity. I mean, no jealousy, guys, no hatred, no envy, just really embracing our brothers and sisters' gifts and protecting them and guiding them into their purpose. I can't emphasize how much my real spiritual team, my real spiritual family, my soul tribe, you guys stepped in and aided me in reaching this protected level by using their own spiritual gifts. And they allowed me to elevate. And I too will pay it forward. I promise you guys. I promise you guys that from everything I've learned, I will pay the information forward. I will give you the tools to protect yourselves. And I will always remind you that without our Father, there is ultimately no protection. My beloved supporters, where we are heading next, love will be the new currency, finally. My dear gifted shepherds of the new world, we are receiving the same messages, all of us, as we approach 2025. You know, I have a lot of connections. I've met a lot of gifted people. And it's funny because, you know, everyone's eyes are looking forward to 2025. It's like we intuitively know the shift is coming. The shift is coming. And we won't be operating anymore in this fashion of abuse, you know, to get recognition, this greed. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's going to, these people in low frequency, they're still going to be in their low frequency, but they're going to be stagnant. There won't be any growth from these individuals as we propel, you know, the doors are opening for us to move into these leadership roles and propel, and they will still be scavenging because they haven't learned the lesson. They would be like a static TV. Just, there's no purpose to watch. As they try the same techniques amongst each other. And the fact is, simply, if you're not aiding, supporting, and loving your neighbor, you will be stuck in a stagnant task. So here's your wake-up call. In the last month of 2024, you remember I told you what was going to happen in 2023. And I'm telling you again what's going to happen in 2025. Guys, it's an exciting time. And I'm so thrilled that you guys followed me throughout my journey, listened to my testimony, and seen me get it out the mud, right, with so many trials and tribulations where I was not anticipated to make it through. Allow my faith, allow my gifts, allow my testimonies to lead you guys into 2025 together. That is my message for you today, guys. With love and light, let's go. 2025, the new currency. Love. I want to thank all of you who have supported the podcast. I've gotten your messages of love and support. And I know people have been asking questions like, what's going on? How can, you know, people get away with these setups, and where's law enforcement? Well, these are all valid and good questions. Hopefully we can get some answers. And as soon as I get them, trust and believe you will too. But in the meantime, the question that I've asked myself just from this reading, where does my help come from? It came from the Lord. Because if I waited for them to answer the questions, Lord knows I wouldn't be here. So thank you, Heavenly Father. And thank all of you guys for trusting in my authenticity. Until we meet again, and you guys can always talk with Jewel, thank you for your support. Take care.